Imagine you are shopping at a market. Perhaps you are in a situation in which you need to negotiate a price. How do you do so? In today's Everyday Grammar, we will explore a point of connection between grammar and the economy. You will learn about some of the terms and structures we use to reach agreement on prices. In an earlier Everyday Grammar, we explored questions about prices. We discussed the term how much and explained why it is central to talking about prices. When we negotiate prices, we have a few more important elements. Of special importance are the words this or that and their related plural forms, these and those. In some cases, we use this or that as pronouns, meaning they take the place of nouns. We use this if the item or object is close to you. We use that if the item or object is at a distance or farther away. These is the plural form of this. Those is the plural form of that. When you use this and that as pronouns, you might also need to point with your finger. The reason we point is because this and that can be unclear to the listener. But when you point with a finger or pick up an object, the listener will understand what you are talking about. The advantage of using this and that is that it allows you to ask about an object even if you do not know the name for it. As a result, you might feel more confident in your speaking. Let's explore an example. Imagine you are at a market and you pick up an object. A discussion might go like this.
How much is this?
$20. Our question involves how much, the verb be, and this, a pronoun. So, we have our basic ingredients. How might a further discussion about price go?
How much is this?
$20.
Would you take 15?
I would take 17 for it.
Okay, that works.
Notice that our buyer asked the question, would you take 15? This question involves the modal would along with the main verb take. The speaker used 15 in place of $15. Notice that the seller uses the modal would in the response. I would take 17 for it. So, we have the modal would and the main verb take playing important parts in our price discussions. But there are other ways that price discussions take place. We could propose a different price in a negotiation by using the phrase, how about? Let's listen to how this might sound.
How much is this?
$20.
Would you take 15?
How about 17?
Okay, sounds good.
How about 17 is called a fragment because it is not a complete sentence. The fragment how about 17 suggests something like the following language. How about you pay me $17? But instead of using a full sentence, speakers often used a shortened version. This is how we arrive at how about 17. Let's take some time to work with these ideas. Ask about the price of a pair of shoes that are near to you. Pause the audio to consider your answer. Here is one possible answer.
How much are these?
The reason we used these is because we are talking about a pair of shoes, not one shoe. As a result, we use a plural form of the verb be as well. Now imagine that the discussion continues.
How much are these?
$10. How might you negotiate a lower price? Pause the audio to consider your answer. Here are a couple possible answers. You might say,
Would you take 8?
Or,
How about 8?
There are, of course, other ways to ask about lowering the price, but would you take and how about are two nice possibilities. Today we explored a few ways to negotiate a price. There are, of course, many other ways to do so. In future lessons, we will explore negotiations in greater detail, as well as many other fun, useful grammar issues that connect with everyday life. I'm John Russell.